Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Looking to improve your mitochondrial function for increased energy, supporting the strength and density of your skeletal system and teeth, or possibly optimizing calcium absorption and utilization and maintaining healthy heart function? Well, look no further than vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 at Just Thrive. Vitamin K2 and D3 are one of the most nature's vital powerful couples. Both are essential for maintaining a strong immune system, peak energy, and thriving heart and bone health. In fact, your body needs vitamin D3 to absorb calcium and vitamin K2 to direct the calcium where it needs to go. So if you are looking to improve your overall health, go to justthrivehealth.com and check their vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 and use colitis at the checkout to get additional savings. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about essential amino acids. Now, these are a group of amino acids that the body cannot produce on its own, hence the name, so they must be obtained from our diet, the foods that we are eating. Now, there are 9 essential amino acids. We're going to list those in just a second here, and then we're going to talk about why these 9 are so important and different ways you can get this. So even if you are a vegetarian, I have a few different items that you can possibly be eating that will get you all 9. Now, granted, you could still eat other foods that don't have all 9, but you want to make sure throughout your diet, throughout the day, that you are getting all 9 of these, because if you are not, you are going to notice some of the issues that we're about to talk about here in just a little bit. So let me run through the 9 real quick. So histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, threonine, tryptophan, and valine. Now, you don't have to remember all these unless you're doing some type of research or anything, but those are the 9 that you need to have in your food. So you can have maybe a little shortcut to where you can see all these when you're looking at certain foods, but just knowing which foods have these is going to make a huge difference. Now, these amino acids play a crucial role in various physiological processes within the body, and we're going to talk about those now. So the first thing we want to look at is protein synthesis. Amino acids are the building blocks for proteins. Essential amino acids are necessary for synthesizing proteins required for growth, repair, and maintaining of tissue, including muscles, bones, skin, and organs. Obviously, those are important, so we want to make sure that we're doing everything to help heal these areas. Now, if you do not know, our cells keep regenerating all the time, especially your gut lining. So this is an area that you want to make sure you're giving it the best nutrients possible. By eating foods that have 9 essential amino acids, you're going to help with repairing your gut health. Now, granted, depending where your gut health is at, it may take longer, or if it's already doing well, this is going to help maintain that. So making sure you're getting that food. Now, kind of branching off that, muscle growth and repair. So essential amino acids, especially leucine, isoleucine, and valine, known as the branched chain amino acids or BCAA, are vital for muscle protein synthesis. These help to repair damaged muscle tissues and promote muscle growth, making them essential for athletes and individuals engaged in physical activity. So that by itself too, my listeners, if you are doing any type of activity, and granted, almost all of us are doing activities, whether we're just straight walking, picking up our kids, or again, we are playing sports, we are working those muscles, and we want to make sure we're able to repair and make sure that muscle growth is still happening, because that is one of the issues as we get older, as our muscles start atrophying, getting smaller, that can lead to whole different issues with falls, weaknesses, things along those lines. So again, we want to make sure we're doing that as well. Next on the list is hormone regulation. So certain essential amino acids are precursors to hormones and neurotransmitters. For instance, phenylalanine is a precursor to tyrosine, which is further converted into dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. These neurotransmitters play key roles in mood, regulation, stress response, and cognitive function. And we've talked about this before with your cognitive function, that your brain is connected to your gut and your gut is connected to your brain. So if you're not getting these essential amino acids, you are going to have issues with your cognitive function or your brain, which that down the pipeline can lead to issues at your gut. And again, this is why we're talking about why this is so important and why you need to make sure that you are getting these in your diet each and every single day. Next on the list, enzyme function. Now, many enzymes require specific amino acids as cofactors to catalyze biochemical reactions in our body. Essential amino acids contribute to enzyme activity, thereby facilitating various metabolic processes such as energy production, digestion, and detoxification. Those three are also very important. Obviously, digestion and detoxification, because if we have certain things in our body, which as we breathe each and every day, we're bringing in some type of invaders into our body through our nostrils or our mouth, even though we should be breathing through our nose at most times of the day. On top of that, things that we're eating, there's always gonna be things on top of that, and what we're drinking as well. So there's always these invaders that are coming into our body. So again, we wanna make sure that our enzymes are functioning properly, and we will talk about the immune system next. But this again is gonna help us with just our overall gut health, with digestion and even energy production, because our gut actually uses a lot of energy to break down food. We do not have to think about it, which is a great thing, but there is a lot of energy being utilized by our entire GI system that, again, like I said, has to break down those foods to get the nutrients from that type of food that we're eating. So the immune system, though, let's branch off into that. So immune acids are involved in the synthesis of antibodies and the immune system's components, helping to defend bodies against pathogens and infections, which again is not surprising there. Adequate intake of essential amino acids supports optimal immune function and enhances the body's ability to combat diseases. So again, that goes down the detoxification role, that we're helping our immune system go where it needs to. If it sees a foreign invader, it lets the whole body know, hey, well, that should not be here. And again, our body should do what it's supposed to do, fight that off, get rid of it, toss it out. But if our body is not getting the essential stuff that we need, these areas are not going to function properly. Think about it, if you had the fire department or the police department and you had two or three people on at a time. Well, if there's four fires, you can't go to all four fires with only three people. So therefore, like I said, you want to make sure that there are enough cells that can combat these, so your immune system itself, but you also want to make sure that they are prepared to combat them, because if a firefighter just shows up without a fire truck or any water or anything, they're not going to do anything anyways with that fire. So like I said, you want to make sure they are equipped to take on what's ever going in your body, and having essential amino acids is going to help with that. Now, along those lines then too, which we did kind of touch on before, is a neurotransmitter synthesis. So essential amino acids are essential for the production of neurotransmitters such as serotonin. Now, I know we talked about dopamine before, but this derives from tryptophan, which plays a crucial role in regulating mood, sleep, and appetite. So serotonin, think about this. If you're not sleeping well, which we've had an episode on sleep, if you're not sleeping well, it can do a massive amount of damage, because this is a time frame when your body's actually recovering throughout the day. This is giving your body rest. Your cells are able to actually transition from dying cells to newer cells, things along those lines. It's also a time that you're not really putting too much stress on your body. You're obviously not eating at this point, or you shouldn't have been eating right before bed. So again, you're allowing your GI system to kind of calm down. The brain's able to relax a little bit more. Your entire system is able to shut down for a little bit and recover. So having that serotonin is going to be a big help when it comes to sleep, because if you're not doing that, you may fall asleep, but you may not be getting the quality sleep that you want. And like I said, we had another episode where we talked about better ways to get sleep, such as nasal breathing, how your room should be set up, and things along those lines. But like I said, sleep plays a massive role in our overall health as well. And lastly, healthy hair, skin, and nails. Now, certain amino acids such as cysteine and methionine are essential for the synthesis of keratin, the structured protein found in hair, skin, and nails. Adequate intake of the essential amino acids promotes health and vitality of these tissues. So if you're noticing your nails are getting brittle or your hair is falling out, you're probably not getting all essential amino acids. Now, granted, I understand if you're having some type of GI issue, you may not be absorbing all of them, even though you are taking them. I know when I have my ulcerative colitis with issues, and even to this day, I still struggle with hair loss, because I can see sometimes when I give the shower, there are massive areas where just the depth of hair I had there is completely gone. I know I'm going bald, but it's one of those things by having more essential amino acids can easily help out with that. So you're probably wondering, well, where can I get these types of essential amino acids? Now, you can obviously take supplements, but I consider getting your sources from food is going to be a bigger help benefit. And therefore, again, we're going to run down through the meat category, or the, again, if you're not a vegetarian, this is, again, you may want to look at the other stuff we'll talk about. But the big components here are going to be meats, your beef, chicken, turkey, pork, lamb. All these types of meats are rich in complete protein containing all 9 essential amino acids. On top of that, fish such as salmon, tuna, cod, trout, they're again an excellent source of this, but they also have omega-3s like the salmon, so there's also that beneficial factor as well. And eggs. Eggs are a complete protein source containing all essential amino acids. That being said, though, before we forget, we need to eat the entire egg, not just egg whites. We're talking about the yolk. If you're just eating strictly egg whites, you are not going to be getting all the essential amino acids. So again, make sure you're eating the entire egg and not taking the yolk out. There are so many health benefits with that. So that being said, if you're on the category of being more of a vegetarian, plant-based, well, I have some answers for you here too. So a few of the things, I'm not going to jump into all of them, but one of the big ones is quinoa. Quinoa is one of the few plant-based complete proteins containing all 9 essential amino acids. It's also rich in fiber, which that is a huge benefit for our overall gut health, and a variety of other nutrients in it. So quinoa, again, is just a jam-packed full of so much things that can help your gut health. So if you're having quinoa and meat, awesome. You're definitely getting what you need to be getting. On top of that, chia seeds, they're also another great source. They're high in protein, contain all 9 essential amino acids. They can also be just added to smoothies, yogurts, oatmeal. And we've talked about chia seeds, how they actually kind of gel when they're added with water. And therefore, again, that can be soothing for your gut lining, especially someone like myself who had ulcers on their GI lining. So this is another helpful benefit to that. And the last one I'm going to talk about are hemp seeds. Now, hemp seeds, depending on who you talk to, I actually enjoy them, but they do have a different type of flavor to them. So some people may like them, they may not, but they are rich in protein, healthy fats, and a variety of other nutrients on top of having the essential amino acids. You can sprinkle them on top of anything. You can have them by themselves as a snack. I think they're great, but like I said, each and every one is different. But these are a few different options. You can also Google search other foods and you want to make sure. And you can have different foods that cross over to make sure you're getting all 9 throughout your day. But these ones I talked about have all 9, so you don't have to worry about not getting them throughout your entire day. So that all being said, essential amino acids are vital for maintaining overall health. I think we've already established that throughout this episode. Supporting growth and development, optimizing athletic performance, regulating mood and cognitive function, and bolstering the body's defense against diseases and infections, which we are always talking about how we can improve our body to fight that. Therefore, consuming a balanced diet that provides a significant amount of essential amino acids is crucial for promoting optimal health and well-being, which is why today's topic is on that. So I hope you really did enjoy this topic. I think this is another one of those episodes that everyone should know about. Even if you're not having any GI issues as of right now, this is something that could be down the pathway if you're not getting all 9. That could start leading to issues, and you won't know until you get to that point. So if you already know you're not getting all 9, you can already take the steps forward to stop that happening down the pathway and continue on a healthy path, which I think I've just said pathway too many times. But like I said, this is something that you want to make sure you understand and you're getting it in your diet every single day, because we need to keep replenishing these things, because like I mentioned, we are constantly doing things throughout our day that are going to utilize those essential amino acids. So again, we want to make sure that we are replenishing that pool for our system, so therefore we're not having issues with, again, our gut health, our sleep, muscle growth, things along those lines. So that is all I have for you today in this episode. If you did, again, find this interesting, enjoy it, I would greatly appreciate if you give this podcast a 5-star review. Share it with anyone that you think will benefit from this, because again, sharing this information helps get this information out to more people, helps me grow this channel as well. I greatly appreciate that. But like I said, you can help someone that's not having any GI issues and prevent them from having GI issues, so that can go a long way to help them out. So, and then like I said, if again, you haven't, I recommend also going to our website. If you have any questions, always feel free. I think you can ask questions here as well, but you can go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. We send things out every now and then about updates on what's going on with gut health. So there's that information as well. But that is all I have for you today in this episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.